And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me. Thank you for tuning in to KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities and the Town of Chino Valley, Chino Valley Days for the Chamber of Commerce. We got a good show for you today. We have Rebecca Lawrence, our new children's librarian. We're going to be talking reading books and a lot of big words that I don't know the meaning of. So stick around. We'll be right back on KQ&A after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. We have some fun today. We got Rebecca Lawrence in studio for the first time. So If she is like most of my guests here, we will never hear from her again. They get with me for an hour and decide they want to move away from town after spending an hour with me.
I'm not sure about that.
We're going to find out what her role is with the town, what some great things she has planned, and how she's been keeping busy and keeping kids in town informed and entertained during this coronavirus, COVID-19 shutdown, postponement. I don't know. What do we want to call it? What is it? What are we calling it these days? Pandemic. Thank you, Anthony. We also have in studio a special guest, who is really quickly getting sick of me. That's my son, Anthony. We're going to see if we can get him on mic sometime during this hour as well. Before we get into talking with Rebecca, this, reminder from the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber Luncheon this month in May has a little bit of a switch around. It will be an in-person luncheon, and instead of on the normal Wednesdays, it will be this Thursday, May 14th, right there at the Chamber of Commerce, 175 East Road 2 South, right at the corner of Road 2 South and Highway 89, across from the Maverick there and across from the fire station. This will be an in-person luncheon, so a chance for you to get with and see some of the folks you may not have seen over the last several weeks. They will be, of course, practicing good social distancing. It will be an outdoor luncheon utilizing the patio and the backyard area there at the Chamber. Takeout lunch boxes will be provided by Catering by Liz, so get a hold of the Chino Valley Chamber at chinovalley.org for information on how you can attend. A special little treat this month. They will be having a very appropriate fashion show. So you will get to see some great creativity displayed on people's faces. And then if you're showing up wearing your mask as well, maybe you want to decorate it a little bit. And maybe take part in that mask fashion show this Thursday, the 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce on Road 2 South. ChinoValley.org is where you can get a hold of Lorette Brashear and find out more information on that. Now, one of the things that, is a real gem of our community and has been for many, many years is our Chino Valley Library, and the big jewel of that library is the Children's Library. And we have in studio today our brand new Children's Librarian, Miss Rebecca Lawrence. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Matt.
No, this is fun. I've been wanting to get you in here for a while, but we've had some little bit of changing around happening with, not just in our town, but across the state, across the country, and actually around the globe. When did you come aboard? What was your, how long have you been staffed over there?
Well, I was first hired back in February. I think it was around February 19th. So I just had enough time to get my feet wet and do a few performances for the kids in March for spring break. And then we all had this interruption happen with COVID-19. So
yeah,
we've been taking it as it comes and figuring out how best to support the community and our families in Chino Valley with the through the library and through story times online and various other posts to support families with activities.
Yeah, you've been getting very creative how you are dialoguing with not just the kids, but the families and the community at large. So we'll get into some of those details there. But before we get too far into what you're doing now, let's find out a little bit about you. Where was hometown for Rebecca growing up?
Well, I'm actually an Arizona native. I've lived most of my life here in Yavapai County.
Nice.
I was born in Tucson, raised here in Prescott, Arizona. So I know the Yavapai community well and love this area, love the people here.
Very nice.
Very familiar with the area.
Yeah. So what bit the literary bug for you? What was have you always been interested in libraries? Was that a favorite destination of yours growing up?
It most definitely was. I have both my parents to thank for that.
Nice.
I have been blessed with some wonderful parents and a family, you know, in general. But they both brought me and my four siblings to the library every week without fail.
Four. So yes. you're one of five?
Yes, I am.
Where are you at in that line?
I'm the second to oldest.
Second to oldest? Okay. I am the youngest of six.
Okay.
So that means the rest of my family is really old.
Oh, okay.
If I'm the youngest. Where does it fall as far as brothers, sisters? How many have you?
Two sisters and two brothers, so
nice
mix there, and they're all great people. Love them all very much. And
what did your parents do work wise? What was Dad's career?
He worked actually. He just retired from the VA hospital.
Oh, nice.
So he's been working for that job for some capacity now for a while, and he's enjoying retirement right now. And so he's looking forward to when everything reopens and he's able to enjoy a little bit more.
Yeah.
But my mom actually. Chose to homeschool all of us, so we were
you were homeschooled.
Families, so we were familiar with that before it was a requirement.
Yeah, so. Everybody's homeschooled now. Mm-hmm. I have a much, I've always appreciated instructors, teachers. I had some great teachers throughout my academic life, and always appreciated the vocation and you can call it a calling that that teachers have, all the more so the last few weeks as I have tried to fill in as a fourth grade teacher, and I am not too proud to admit I am failing miserably to do that. As you can tell, I drag my son to work with me. I don't even think this is legal. I don't think I'm breaking some children labor laws going on here. What were some of the, as a home school, what's the age difference between the five of you?
13 years span.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. My parents did a little different.
Okay.
Six kids. I'm the youngest. My sister, my oldest sister, who actually lives out in Paulden, is almost exactly 7 years older than me.
Okay.
So my just one right after each other. So we were all pretty close in age. Yeah. Six kids, 7 years. I don't know. I have one, and he about kills me every day. I don't know how. I don't know how my mom did it. I don't know what they did, what they were. Them Wheaties, they must have been killing the Wheaties back then.
New appreciation for mothers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So growing up, what were some of the books that really stand out in your mind? Anything memorable that really grabbed you?
We were, especially me and my older sister, we were always reading like anything we could get our hands on. And I loved Nancy Drew books were a big favorite of mine. I loved the Choose Your Own Adventure, where you could decide how the book would end. Pretty much anything about animals or mysteries. I was always reading those and had a lot of fun scouring the library shelves.
Who are some of your favorite authors now and then?
Oh, boy. There's, I really enjoyed getting into children's books even more with my career because I graduated from Yavapai College here. And one of the things that made me choose my degree in early childhood education was the class they offered about children's literature. That always caught my eye whenever I'd open the catalog.
Nice.
So really getting into children's literature and exploring it has been wonderful. I could just spend, even before I got this position, I could just spend hours in the children's department of the library just looking through the books. And I love Eric Carl. He's an author and illustrator, and he's one of my favorites. There's so many others, too, so many series and well-deserving authors out there, and I love to find new ones as well.
Nice. We'll get into this a little bit more because of the programs that you're doing, but how have you seen, I've obviously got many years on you, but just in your time frame here on the planet, how have you seen the trends as far as reading?
Mm-hmm.
Because it seemed like, 15, 20 years ago, with the infusion of electronic devices and things, people were kind of, especially kids, where it's like, what's a book? Everything's electronic. It seems, at least from my limited view, it seems like almost a resurgence in reading. Are you seeing that in trends? Or
I'm seeing some of that, too, and I think that it has to be a balance because, on one hand, you worry about too much screen time with children, especially the younger they are. However, it also opens up a lot of opportunities to different forms of reading, because there's ebooks, there's audiobooks, and we have both of those available on our library website as well at chinoaz.net, and you can get free access to all kinds of great media out there. But also it helps with just how I think I think authors and illustrators are getting more creative with how they reach out to audiences. And both with, like, you know, there's a surge in the graphic novels, which is basically comic art and comic novels and all kinds of different formats and, you know, more creative with illustrations, digital illustrations, and also even just the text on the page. Before, if you look at books from, say, the 50s or 60s or 70s, a lot of them are, you know, like Times New Roman font.
Yeah.
And very simple.
We were talking a little off mic on a book that's sitting in front of us here. It's a nice little thick one that my son's pretty much addicted to lately. And it took him a little while to get used to it. But once he dove in, he has fallen hard for this book. We'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe get him on mic a little bit and find out how Rebecca is reaching out to the community in various ways through ChinoAZ.net. We'll talk about those after these messages on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
Hear that? That's the outdoors. In case you may have missed it, Findlay Prescott Subaru owners are famous for loving the outdoors. Right now, you can reach out for 0% APR for 63 months on new 2020 Ascent, Forester, Outback, Legacy, and Impreza models through June 1st. Findlay Subaru, in Prescott and online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
We're the change you're looking for. Now's the time to make the switch to Primavera Online. We offer semester long courses for grades 6 through 12, or two courses every 6 weeks for high school students who are looking to get ahead or catch up. Either way, you'll receive the same quality, tuition-free, drama-free education. Plus, we're 100% online and accredited. You belong here. So enroll today at ChoosePrimavera.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, for Talk of the Quad Cities on Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. That's sad. That's a sad thing when I've been doing this web bill for about 7 years, and I still have to have those printed out so I don't forget things. My brain doesn't work too well. So I am sitting here with somebody way smarter than myself, Rebecca Lawrence, our new children's librarian. Thanks for sitting in. And we do have a special guest. We're talking books, education, and learning. We have a special guest in studio, Mr. Anthony Santos. Well, excuse me, it's Tony Santos now. How are you, Tony?
I'm good.
Good. He told me, Rebecca, about a year and a half ago, Anthony Santos is my grandfather, my oldest uncle, my oldest brother. They're all Anthony's. They all went by Tony. Mm. We named him Anthony when he was born. How old are you? 15? 17? How old are you?
10.
Okay. I knew it was somewhere around there. And when we chose Anthony, I just assumed at some point he would be a Tony. And he wasn't. It just kind of stayed at Anthony. And then about a year ago, I picked him up at school, and his teacher walked out. You do the pull up and, you know, the traffic circle thing there. And she started walking to the car, and that's never a good sign when the teacher has to walk about to the car. I'm thinking, oh no, what did he do today? And, she said, I want you to meet a new student in our class. It's Tony. And I was like, why Tony? And then on the way home, he tells me, he says, well, we had a timed exercise today where we had to, when she said go, we had to flip the paper over and start writing our name and then answer the questions. He goes, guess what? Tony has less letters than Anthony. So he has been Tony ever since. Purely practical reasons. So Anthony, Tony, whatever. Hey, you. What book do you have that in front of you right now? What's that called?
The Mad Scientist Club.
The Mad Scientist Club. This is a book. It's a complete collection of like four books by Bertrand Brinley. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. This is a book that I actually read when I was probably your age. When did they come out? 61, these were first out. Why do you like that book, Anthony? Why do you like that one so much?
Well, the Mad Scientist Club is always involved in some exciting thing.
Like what? What kind of things have they gotten involved in? I remember a couple of those stories.
They were pranking the town with a flying saucer.
Oh, my goodness. Pranks? Is that where you learn how to do pranks? From books like this, maybe we don't let you read these books anymore. Didn't they do something with a sea monster?
Yeah, a strange sea monster of Strawberry Lake. They built this sea monster.
So these young men in a club are just terrorizing a town and doing mischief and probably vandalism. So they're bad influences. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what Chief Putney thinks.
Chief Putney? Is he the chief in the book, or did Chuck Wynn get replaced? No, Chief Wynn is still there. All right, well, thank you for checking in with us, Anthony.
No, it's Chief Putney.
Chief Putney in the Mad Scientist Club, about a group of young boys who terrorize a town. I probably should not.
Actually, they helped him once.
Helped him once? Okay. Just once? In how many pages? What is that? 600 pages, and they helped the town once. I don't think that's a very good batting average. We're going to go back and talk with Miss Rebecca now, okay? You hang tight, Anthony. All right, Rebecca, how important is it? Your degree is in what now?
With early childhood education.
Early childhood education. How important is it for not just children to read, but for families to read and encourage reading together?
Oh, it's very important, and especially just setting that example early on. I think the families that read together, you know, often encourage that development in their children. So children often model the habits that they see their parents doing.
So we're in trouble.
It can be
Anthony.
Good or it can be a little bit alarming sometimes. But I think it's a great thing for, you know, the more we can encourage this. And it doesn't just have to be like sitting down and, you know, you'll read this book or whatever, but just reading a little bit here and there together or doing word activities or, you know, word-based games or literacy activities for the young children. I believe something like 80% of a child's brain grows before they reach a certain age, like age 3 or age 5. It's very you know, it's a very fast growing organ early on. So
those impressionable times early on. So when is too early to read to a child?
It's never too early.
What?
You can even read to your child in the womb and, you know, hear it, let them hear the sound of your voice. You know, reading to an infant, little washable books in the bathtub or board books or anything like that. You know, you can read anytime, anywhere. Read signs, read cereal boxes, you know, anything that you have your hands on. And I remember one of my favorite memories growing up is my dad, for a while when we were all probably in our teens or so, he got in this habit of reading a story, usually an inspirational story after dinner together. So we did that for probably 10, 12 years. He would do that almost every night, and that really brought us together as a family. So I'd highly recommend taking up that practice if you're so inclined.
Very nice. My dad was an avid reader. I was picking up, grabbing his novels at a very early age, probably some of them a little too early. but I loved reading, getting lost in a book. And I think that's really important. I see some, other families that we associate with and things that you can kind of tell where somebody is really avid about reading and others where the only time they read is when it's schoolwork or it's homework. So, sometimes, unfortunately, reading is not associated with fun. It's associated with a chore or work or, in some cases, punishment. Okay, go to your room and read for an hour. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I was growing up, and this is what we try to instill in Anthony as well, is that reading is really enjoyable. It's a treat almost when you get a chance to lock out an hour or two just to read and get immersed in something.
Exactly.
To make learning, make reading fun. And one of the ways to do that is, well, one of the things that the library does, and they have been doing for a long time, is the story time for kids. Now, pre-COVID, and hopefully very shortly from now, although we don't really have a time, how will that, what do kids get to experience at the library during story time? What's the genesis there? And then we'll get into how you're doing that now. But in general, and what we hope to see soon, what is that?
In general, we have story times, once or often more than once a week. And, families are welcome to bring their children. Parents are welcome to stay if they'd like. It's typically for, you know, around the toddler age up through pre-kindergarten age. But siblings are welcome as well to join in with, you know, moms or dads or grandmas or grandpas that want to come. And we do about three stories, sing a couple songs, maybe do a game or two. And then we have a fun craft that goes with the books that we're reading about. And we have a snack at the end, and it lasts about an hour or so.
Snacks. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Bill? Let's take a trip. We're going to go to the library as soon as we're allowed. So, again, stressing the importance of learning as fun, making this an enjoyable time that the kids and parents really look forward to. And that's one of the things that over the years when I've gone out, when I was working with local media or through the town, to go out and publicize these, capture some images or do a little write-up on them, was what was and is great to see is when you see multiple generations there. You'll see the little ones, the 3-4-year-olds with their parents, often grandparents are there as well, the older siblings. It's really nice to see this as a family activity, specifically during summer, during spring break and things of that nature. So you had that in spring break. And then what happened?
Well, we were fortunate enough to have local magician Eddie Siller came and performed us, and that was great. And we barely got that squeezed in the nick of time before the library closed. So we were happy to have him, and he's a great local talent and also a retired officer as well. So we appreciate that. And so anyway, but then now we have our life's been interrupted a little bit, and I know it's affected everyone to one degree or another. And, you know, our hearts go out to those who are deeply affected, of course, with, you know, job loss and illness. However, we're, you know, want to support our community and be there to help each other. And
how did you go about that? Because right around mid-March, wisely so, the town leadership, our mayor and council and department heads made some adjustments, some very quick adjustments with lobbies being closed, with the library being closed, with the senior center closing, but fortunately able to still provide their much-needed meals on wheels and meal pickups for those in need on a limited basis. But as far as the public foot traffic, the services had to be stopped based on the recommendations from the CDC and, of course, Governor Doug Ducey's office. Currently, we are still under those restrictions for the town, with the exception of the police department public library, which is smaller than the studio. It's basically a walk-up window that opened to the public again as of today, May 11th. But for the most part, those lobby closures have been extended out through June 1st, tentatively. And then the situation will be assessed by town leadership at that point. Again, following the guidelines, following the suggestions of the governor's office and the CDC. So mid-March, that happens. So no contact with the public, no contact with the kids and the community. Rebecca, you've been just sitting at home doing nothing, right?
No, not quite.
What have you done? Because you've done some great things to reach out to the kids.
Well, thank you very much. So there's, I can't take credit for this because a lot of librarians across the nation are doing this. However, there's a lot of great movements towards doing virtual story times and online programming so parents can tune in, often live, to see stories being read online. And fortunately, Facebook Live allows you to view them afterwards. So if you miss it live, don't fear. You can always go back and find those videos. And they're also on our website at chinoaz.net.
So links to our Facebook, social media, Instagram, Twitter, chinoaz.net. The upper right corner is the spot where you can find the social media links. And in those links, you will see Miss Rebecca reading some stories virtually to kids, on video, showing them some pages, showing them some images, some of the graphics and the illustrations. What are some of the books that you've been able to do?
Oh, well, I started out around Easter time, so I did a couple Easter stories, including a Curious George one. I know Curious George is often a favorite with children. And I've done some other ones that were just great stories, trying to encourage, various social emotional things that kids deal with, like sharing.
Yeah.
And then also topical ones for Earth Day, Mother's Day, and a few other things like that have come up as well.
What do you have planned? You're doing these on Tuesdays?
Yeah, usually Tuesday at 10:30. I've done Easter and Mother's Day on Saturdays as well.
And what do you have for tomorrow? You got something?
Yes, so I'm glad you asked. I have tomorrow as a special day because I'll be reading a short picture book as usual. However, right after that, I'll be reading an illustrated chapter book for older kids.
Nice.
So this will be a little bit different. It'll be a longer video, but I think even young children will appreciate this.
Do you want to make it a surprise, or do you want to let them know what it is?
Well, I'll give you a little clue about it. It's has a boy and a girl and a pig, but it's not Charlotte's Web. It's something else. So I think you'll all enjoy it. It's pretty fun, and it has a lot of pictures, so it won't be too much just reading. It'll be a lot for even younger children to enjoy and participate in, but I think the older kids will appreciate it as well.
Very nice. Now, before we go on our quick break here, wanted to bring you one thing, an update from our school district. And Bill's pointing at me because I've got to have this done and I got to read fast. This is from John Scholl, our superintendent. We will be posting our Million Word Challenge virtual award ceremony tomorrow, 5/12. A link will be posted on the district's Facebook page at Chino Valley Schools, Arizona, tomorrow afternoon. So follow the school district's Facebook page for the Million Word Challenge virtual award ceremony tomorrow, and also virtual senior award ceremony this Wednesday, 5/13. This will honor seniors who have won various scholarships along with academic and athletic awards. Follow the district's Facebook page. They're keeping in contact with the students. We'll talk a little bit about how that benefits kids as well. And cap and gowns will be available at CVHS at the high school tomorrow. Cap and gowns for the seniors. When we come right back, I'll finish Mr. Scholl's announcement. But right now we need to take a break at KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
Affinity RV, you get a home with a view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3, from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hey, Matt, do you have any of those beautiful Rembrandt pieces like you had at last year's home show?
Not Rembrandt, Sandy. Remnants.
You say remnants, I say Rembrandts.
I do. Now, through May 31st, Greenlee Designer Surfaces is having a
Rembrandt
sale on over 100 pieces of quartz and granite starting at only $6 a square foot plus fabrication.
Get your masterpiece, Rembrandt, at Greenlee Designer Surfaces.
Please call for an appointment, 928-717-1814.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A great day for a Phoenix mom-and-pop restaurant on the first day businesses can once again provide table service. Elizabeth Mia Eden, a server at My Mother's Restaurant, says business has been steady on opening day and is near to normal as you might expect on this Monday.
We renovated the restaurant, and instead of the curtains splitting the booth, they are now covering the booths that are not available.
Eden says menus are being wiped with each use. She believes customers should feel safe and comfortable dining in. Unfortunately, other restaurants did not survive the two-month shutdown. Sweet Tomatoes Soup Plantation, a buffet restaurant, is permanently closed. My Mother's Restaurant has closed down their salad bar. Sunny, warm, and windy all week, cooling after bedtime to a clear sky, 49. Highs tomorrow around 74, Wednesday and Thursday, 72. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low around 52. Warming to a windy 84 tomorrow, 82 Wednesday and Thursday. Sunny, warm, and windy all week, cooling after bedtime to a clear sky, 49. Highs tomorrow around 74, Wednesday and Thursday, 72. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low around 52. Warming to a windy 84 tomorrow, 82 Wednesday and Thursday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com. Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,600 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation, 928-772-2751, or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle, get Gettles.
The team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center has faced COVID-19 with resilience, compassion, and a collective devotion for the people who live in our community. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, technologists, and many more across the entire YRMC Health Network have responded to the call to care during COVID-19. Environmental service, security, food service, maintenance, and other YRMC staff are working tirelessly too. They're keeping our patients and staff nourished and YRMC safe and sanitized for all of us. To the entire YRMC family, we know the hours are long, the work is difficult, the situation is stressful, yet your humanity shines through. We are inspired by you. And forever grateful to you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me back on the radio at KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. I really, really need to get better prepared. I'm not bright. I think we've established that already. I wanted to wrap up before we get back to Miss Rebecca. I wanted to finish out what I was reading from John Scholl of our Chino Valley Unified School District. He is our superintendent. This is really important for you families, you seniors, and the entire community that supports our graduating class of 2020. It is definitely a year, a school year, a graduation that will be remembered and is very unique and is a very different situation than we've had to deal with as a nation, as a community in the past. So having said that, tomorrow, Chino Valley Cougar students, seniors, will be able to pick up their caps and gowns. In addition, this is very important, each senior will be given a yard sign that they can put out in front of their home congratulating them on their graduation. You can pick up additional signs, duplicates of them, through the district office there, right there on Center and the Highway. They're looking for dates either in June or July for a formal ceremony back at Finley Toyota Event Center like they have in the past. So it's not a cancellation. This is a postponement of the formal ceremony. But in the meantime, these students will be picking up their caps and gowns. They will have these signs that they can put out in their front yards. So you, as neighbors, as friends, as family, as a community, do what you can to support these graduating seniors in a year that is unlike any that they have seen in their lifetimes and that I haven't seen in mine. And I've got a few years on everybody, and I think combined I'm older than everybody in this room combined. Well, I don't know. Bill's pretty old. So take a moment and think about what this means to the graduating seniors and the advancing students out of middle school and out of elementary school, where normally families and friends and neighborhoods would get together to celebrate the achievements and the accomplishments of students in your life. That's not happening now, not on the scale that they're used to. So think of ways, think of a creative way you can show your support, how you can recognize the graduating students in your family, in your neighborhoods, in your friends' circles, circle of friends. And remember them. This is definitely an odd time. It is not normal. Our governor Doug Ducey called it in one of his most recent executive orders that we are returning to a temporary normal. We are opening up more businesses. We are seeing, different services opening up to limited forms, restaurants and things of that nature. And that is becoming our normal, but it is a temporary normal. So this is affecting people in a lot of different ways. So back to Miss Rebecca, how important is it that we, especially the younger ones, the preschool and elementary school ages, primarily the kids' ages that you deal with at the children's library for the most part, how important is it that we, for their emotional development and ours as adults as well, to kind of have some normalcy, some stability? And how are you helping that with some of the programs you're doing?
Sure, it's very important. And I think especially the younger the child, the more they need a little bit of structure and guidance from parents. They look to us for routine and for stability. And so I think anything that we can do within our family structures, within our home lives, to kind of, you know, keep some degree of normalcy in our lives is going to help the children a lot more. And just any way whatever your family routine is or however you go about your day, if you can keep as much of that going, it'll help your children in the long run, both socially, emotionally, and as a family.
One of the things that that we've been able to, at our house, have been able to do a lot, because my schedule is fairly odd. I work a lot of nights. I work a lot of evenings and weekends. And we've made that adjustment within our household so that my son here, my Anthony, can be with one of us during the day. Mm-hmm. So I will take large chunks of the day when he's home, even when school is going regularly. And I will either work from home or not work. And then once my wife gets off of work or on the weekends, I will then go out, and that's how I earn my living. So I've got kind of a weird schedule. Now, with a lot of events, that's what I do, is I cover a lot of events secularly, writing, video, photography-wise. They're all canceled. Mm-hmm. They're all done. They're all on hold, postponed, canceled, suspended, whatever terminology you want to use. So we're finding that at our house, we're getting to spend a lot more time together, and it's great. On one level, mm-hmm. We got to get creative on how we show patience to each other. Now, where'd we go the other day? Where'd we go Friday? Do you remember? That hike we did?
Oh, yeah, the hike. We almost fell down.
Yeah, we took a little trip to the Native American ruins there on the west side of town of Chino. Beautiful area. I am fairly certain that my wife was trying to kill me that day, though. She about, the buzzards were circling. That's not a good sign when you're hiking and buzzards are circling over your head. It was, and it was an easy trek for most people. For me, no, it was quite an ordeal. I'm fairly certain she was just scouting out places to get rid of the body at some point. No, you don't think so? It was fun, though. We got to spend some time. We got to spend some time out in the fresh air that we ordinarily wouldn't have had time to do. Now, that's our temporary normal, as the governor called it. Hopefully soon. Now, we're projecting hopefully sometime early June, but again, we're not sure what's going to happen. This is a very unsure time for not just our town, but for the nation as a whole. But hopefully soon we will be entering into the old normal of opening our doors, opening our lobbies, opening our library up to the public. Yeah. So you got to plan for that now so you don't get caught flat-footed when it comes time. What are some of the programs that you have scheduled or tentatively scheduled for the summer?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it's a great question, something I wanted to talk about today. We're very excited that we will be having a summer reading program. We're not sure the capacity of what, you know, how it'll be, if in live or on virtual programming, yeah, or how exactly it'll look. But we are going to have a summer reading program. And we have a great lineup of performers scheduled, which our, you know, plan was for June 3rd through July 15th, mm-hmm, on Wednesday mornings. So we'll have more information coming soon as far as what that will look like exactly. But I'll be posting information about registration for summer reading program, possibly having some activity packets or crafts, family activities that can be done, you know, whether it's, like I said, whether it's live or online. But we're going to be having a great time. This is something the kids look forward to, yeah, every year. This is a huge
not just
excitement
the kids,
for, yeah, for,
not just the kids,
for families in general.
Yeah, it's, yeah, a lot of fun. Now, one of the things, one of the beauties of, and we alluded to it earlier, the library in general is a real gem to the community.
Yes.
The children's library even more so, mm-hmm, and it's so nice that it's right there adjacent to Memory Park. There's, mm-hmm, an opportunity. I know in the past some of those programs have taken place out in the park.
Yes.
So maybe those are some things that'll be explored to keep,
exactly,
that social distancing going.
Yeah, we're already looking at that and seeing what our options
Very
are.
Nice.
So stay tuned. Keep your eye out on our social media, Facebook pages, Twitter, Instagram, and on our chinoaz.net. We'll have more information coming. And also, if you're a local business person or individual that values this program with children and wants to see more of how we can help educate children, help with literacy, encouraging that reading. You know, a lot of these kids have been out of school for months now, and they're, you know, we've been doing a great job keeping them entertained at home. I'm sure all the families are. However, you know, so much time goes on and you need something new, something to keep working on, and the summer reading program is a great fit for that.
I will tell you, he's really sick of me by now. Really. So, no, but to keep that interest going, so there's lots of opportunities, whether it be donation of supplies, mm-hmm, donation of a skill, donation of a talent, mm-hmm, arrangement to sponsor one of these programs, chinoaz.net. Look for that library tab. Phone number to reach the library?
You can reach me, leave a voicemail. If I don't answer, it's 928-636-9115. Once again, that's 636-9115. I would love to talk to you about opportunities to sponsor these programs for these performers that are local, fun performers for the kids, and encouraging literacy and promoting reading. And we'd also, and you know, this is a tax deductible donation that you'd be making. And we're also going to be advertising and promoting your business in return. So it's a win-win for both of us. And we, you know, we really value our community and want to promote local businesses. I know the COVID-19 virus has affected all of us. You know, it's tough times, but also if you're looking for a creative way to promote your business locally, this might really help you out, and it helps the children out.
Very nice. A great way to invest in the community. Another way to invest in the community is by taking part in the Wine Bites and Brew that was originally scheduled by the Chamber of Commerce for April. It is now rescheduled tentatively for August 22nd over at Olson's Grain. You know what? Way too much to talk about in that Wine Bites and Brew. Get a hold of the Chino Valley Chamber at chinovalley.org. There's going to be live music, obviously food, great crafts, great beverages. Again, August 22nd, starting at 5 p.m. at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley. ChinoValley.org is where you can find out information about that, and we will be right back with some closing words after these messages on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Waters Garden companion plants in May are Indian hawthorn, purple robe locust, Prescott sunshine geraniums, and vining akebia.
Akebia is a super vigorous vine with dangling fragrant flowers.
She proliferates up arbors, pergolas, fences, and stunning as a ground cover to retain hills.
One of the fastest growing evergreen vines you can plant in the gardens.
You'll only find the hardiest vines at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 3. You may believe the talk that the financial security of future generations may be in jeopardy. It's up to you to make a difference for your children and grandchildren. What you do today can make all the difference tomorrow. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years. It can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending another hour with us on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, for Talk of the Town. All back episodes of this show and others are available at kqna.com. Information on the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org. Everything happening with the town of Chino Valley at chinoaz.net, including the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting. Yes, we are having a meeting, council meeting tomorrow night. It will be a virtual meeting. No public allowed at town hall, but you can watch it on Zoom. Information on how to log in is at chinoaz.net under the agenda center. If you want to know what's happening in between my ears, that's a scary place to be. You can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo. We want to thank Rebecca Lawrence for sitting in with us today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And as always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We will talk at you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.